Okay, here we go. You ready? Okay, now like we said before, we're in these days of tshuva, so Siv Shalom is going to speak about the inyan of a shaychus with Shabbos and tshuva. Right, like you just said, that we're getting closer to the days of El, which is the Yemei Tshuva, days of tshuva. Right, after four from 40 days before, it brings Olam already in that zone. So here we go. Okay, see, you have a place? Yeah. Okay, so the Yish Levar. Or ba'omek inyan tshuva shaykh b'myuchad Shabbos kodesh. So the Siv Shalom is going to speak about the inyan of tshuva specifically to Shabbos. You know, Yisav Medrash, Ra'u, ki Hashem nasan lechem za Shabbos. Right, see that Hashem gave you Shabbos. Mahu Ra'u, what does it mean to see that Hashem gave you Shabbos? Amar of Yossi, Magnisa diahavis lechon. That kol iska de Shabbos kaful. Right, lecha mishna, shnei omer, leechad, karbanos, the schar, kras rabba oneg, lektoshim chubad, the azraso, zachar and shamor, Mizmor Shir, Chanukah, Shiyom Shabbos, right? So Siv Shalom says that if you look, that there's a common theme by Shabbos, is that everything's doubled, right? You have Lecha Mishnah, right? You have Zachor Vishomer, right? You have the Schar, so you have the Schar is doubled, right? You have the two Karbanos of Shabbos. So the Siv Shalom trying to figure out, what's the whole inyan of double by Shabbos, right? So he says, Tzarech Beir Mahu, Hamagnisa Tav Shabbos Kodesh Bezesh Kol Inyan Kfulin. So what's the Inyan of Shabbos that everything's doubled? Yeah. Veha Inyan. Yeah. Veha Inyan Dinei Hashem Yisbarach Baras Kol Habriya Zugos Zugos. Right. The way Hashem created the world is He created everything in pairs. Right. Shemesh V'Yareach, sun and moon. Shemay V'Aretz. Right. Sky and the heavens and the earth. Says everything that comes down, all the shtalshlus and the formation of the world is that, and everything in the world is zachar and nekeva, right? In a ruchnius level and a physical level, right? Yeah, kimokain every adam him zugim. So to the our limbs, right? You have how many hands?
Two.
Two hands. Wow. How many feet?
Two.
How many eyes?
Two.
How many ears?
Two.
I mean, nostrils.
Two.
Everything also, a lot of connections that you have two. That everything's created in pairs. Right? Nimsa shekol seder v'shleimus abriya hu b'ofen zugi. Yeah, so everything's created in a way of pairs. V'al derech zeh matzina b'seder amidos shekulo zuge. Right? So too in the midos that Hashem that Hashem runs the world with. Right? Chesed ugvur ahav avira asher b'tziruf miyachtav hi shleimus. Right? That chesed goes with gvura. Right, so I'm saying, like the Zohar says that what, like that when you say the Shem Yichud Kutcher Brechu Shchintei Bidchilu Urechimu, Bidurechimu Dchilu, right? You're always connecting Yira and Ahava, Hava and Yira, Chesed and Gvura, right? Netzach and Hod, Yisod Malchus, Chachma Bina, right? Everything has to be together, right? And when it's not together, it's not complete, it's not Shalem. V'zeh Shamar Chazal Anochi V'lo Yelecha B'Dibur Echad Nemru. Right, it says that the first two of the Sarsa Debrasim said, Chazal say that they were said in one word. Right? Anochi kol kol mitzvah ase, shehema meimidas ahava, lo yelecha kol kol mitzvah los ase, sher midas ira. Says that Anochi, shemukecha, has within it all the midos of ahava. Right? And the second dibur of lo yelecha lekim achirim, that has everything, all midos of ira, and fear in it. Right? V'tarvayu mipiak vura shemuna. And we heard them both from Hashem. Perish ahav of Yirak echad mehavim shleimos sheyotzi piyagvura hu davar shalem. Right, so it says that this ahav and Yirah was said from the piyagvura at one time, which showing what, that the inyan and ahav of ahav and Yirah of chesed and gvura, always the shleimos of it is when they're together, that they're not really two separate things, they're one thing. Right, we have to connect them. Ve'amnon begashmius ahav Yirah sitrei hadavi. So now physically, would you tell me that ahav and Yirah, right, fear and love, two totally separate things, two polar opposites, right? Dafka de havira yachta ella koshlemus he dafka de havira yachta where beruchnius, but in the world of ruchnius that they're not opposite at all, right? You know, it's like opposites attract. So in gashmius opposites don't attract. In ruchnius the opposites are one. That's why they attract, right? So havira really it's one thing, just like it says in the Sifri, sheinucha hava makom yira. Right, that ahava and yira and yira and ahava, it's all part of Hashem's midos as one. Yeah. Zeh Peir Shakasuv in Shir Shirim says, Dodi Tzach V'Adom. It says that my beloved is Tzach, which means like pure, like white, V'Adom, and red. So the opposites are white and red. Right? White always represents like purity and cleanliness and Tahara. And red represents like Gvura and Melchama and Da and blood, right? It's a little bit scary. Right? Even Tubav, it says that the woman needs to go out in the white clothing. Right? But it says, Dodi Tzach V'Adom, that both white and red. Ki amnam begash v'tzach v'adam d'haynu chesed gvura heim nigudim sotrim. Aval b'ruchni v'tzach v'adam is kalan yachtav. Why? No, it goes like this. If you're looking at the world in the way of physical eyes, and it's two opposites. But when you enter into the world of ruchnius, it's all one. And it's not contradictory at all. Right? Yeah? Good? Ubazeh navin mash amruzal v'marganisa d'shabes kol iske kfulin, that the whole Indian of Shabbos, that everything's doubled by Shabbos. Hainu shezosi skula Shabbos kodesh. This is the heiliga school of Shabbos. Asher ba zochem l'shleimus aydei zivugi amidos. V'api omrim zal zach v'shomer v'dibur echa nemru. Right? They says by Shabbos, you get to shleim. Right, we said before, when things are in pairs, for example, if you have a man and a woman, they're not complete. But if you have them marry each other, then they're shalom. That's the end of Shabbos. After Shabbos, we know we've said before, is like a wedding. Right? You have Kiddushin, you have Nisuin, and you have Yichudim. Yeah? For another time. But here we're saying, what do we say when we enter the Shabbos? Shamor v'zachor. Right? Pick any niggin you want. Yeah? We'll do Aruch Yamin, right? Shamor v'zachor v'dibur echad. What does it mean? That shamor v'zachor v'dibur echad. Said in one dibur. Which means that what? That shamor and zachor are one thing. They came out together. But they're opposites. But they're one. Because in Ruchni, they're one. Yeah? And that's the whole idea. That's the first words we say of l'chadodi. Right? Entering in l'chadodi. Shamor v'zachor v'dibur echad. Show you what? That you're in a world now where there's no such thing as anything that's opposite. That it's all one. It's achdus. Shabbos is that day of achdus, right? Raz de echa. Yeah? Tapi omrim zal, that's what says like this. Zachar hu mitzvah asei mitzava. Shamar mitzvah los asei midas yira. Right? Zachar is the midah of ahava, and shamar is the midah of yira. But they're one on Shabbos. Right? Ubez amidos, ahava v'yira, b'shabbos go the same ki echad b'china shlemas. And he said like this, that therefore we have the two midos of Ahav and Yira. When it comes to Shabbos, they're one. Right? That's why it says, Es Shabbos Osai Tishmoru, Lashon Tishmoru, and Shabbos Osai is Lashon of Rabbim. Merumes Kein Shem Shabbos Kodesh, Hamidos Beshlemos, Aidei Zivug, Ahav Yira Keechad. That on Shabbos, all separate midos have an Achdus. They have Yichud together, they become one. V'kachanu Omrim Bezemer Ka'echsof, like we sing every Shabbos, Lis'adein Ba'avasecha V'yirasecha. It's that you have lisadin, your I don't know, translate lisadin, you dwell in, right? You enjoy in, you dwell, you enjoy, you bask in the glory of what? Ahava v'yira, as one. Right? B'tavar kichada. Ki zo b'chinas ha-shleimus she'is b'shabbos kodes. Because that's the end of the shleimus that comes on Shabbos. That what? The opposites become one. Yeah? So there's a beautiful Torah like this. Okay, we know, remember we said the other night, we said the Sefiros. We said Chesed Gvura, Tferes Netzach Hod Yisod Malchus, right? So, Sfarim also read that you can read it backwards also. Is that you start from the bottom up. So you have Malchus, Yisod, Hod, Netzach, Tferes, Gvura, and Chesed. So now count like this. Yeah, so Malchus is one. Yeah, Yisod is two. Hod is three. Yeah? Netzach is four. Tferes is five. Now Gevurah is six, and what's the next one? And Shabbos and Chesed is seven. Okay, so I mean six and seven is Gevurah and Chesed. Okay, so it goes like this: is that the whole thing we say of Shabbos is that Shabbos you always says like Mishtarech b'Erev Shabbos Yochel b'Shabbos, right? You always have to be connecting six and seven. Yeah, like the 6 days of the week have to be connected to Shabbos, right? Like we know we say like this: Yisham Neisal Shabbos. La'asos es ha-shabbos ha-rasam b'r-salam ve'inu ve'im b'nei Yisrael o-salam ki sheish es yamin. And the sheish yamin then connect to the seven. Right? So Tzvi Tzadik says a beautiful Torah. It says in Parshas Shmos Ha-Yerbal B'Shach Yisrael Mishpatim Truma. Truma. Right? Truma starts like this. It says that you're going to work for 6 years. Yeah, let's just get it inside. Truma, yeah? No, where is it? So it says like this. When it's talking about an Evri Ivri, yeah? So the Pasuk says, let's find this for you. The Pasuk says, Shumer Titzave. Kisisa? What parsha is it? Is it Kisisa? So, Yakel? Yeah, okay, so I'll treat it outside for you right now, yeah? So basically, what it goes like this. See what Tzadik points out, yeah? Is that what you have is, you have... Oh, here, beautiful, found it. Okay. Right, so Pasuk is like this. That, Ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lefneyem, ki sikna evet ivri, right? When you acquire an evet ivri, right? If you buy one, sheishanim yavodu, uvashvi yitzil chafshi chinam. He says it's going to work for you for 6 years, in the seventh year, the Evri is going to go free. Okay? So now look at the pasuk inside. See? 6 years, reading English. Yeah, 6 years, and the seventh he shall go free, no charge. So see the Tzadik says like this. Says like this. Sheishanim yavod. That's 6 years you're going to work. The six, he says, the remez, the six spheros, from what? The six sphera from down up, which is Gvura. And then when you work in the Midah of Yira during the days of the week, when you work with the Yiras Hashem, Sur Mera, right? And you work to keep your Shmiras at night, and Shmiras at night, and Shmiras and Bris, like we said the other day, right? That what? That I do things B'Kedusha during that. I work hard to stay strong during the week. Uvashvi Yetzil Chav Chichinam. And then when Shabbos comes, right, which is the Midah of Chesed, you're going to go for free. Means that what? But you see, he says the Yichud of Shvi and Shishi, right? Six and seven are always put together. Which is what? Which is Hav and Yira. But the Sudatan says the Ikr is you have to connect them. Right? Like the Zohar says. That any tefillah without both a Hav and Yira has no wings to fly up. It's impossible. Right? But when you have a Hav and Yira connected together, boom, it goes up. So where do you get this a Hav and Yira from? You get it from Shabbos. Right? Shabbos is the day that brings the opposites, that we think are opposites, and it brings them together as one. Yeah? It's a day of pairs. Okay, and he's not going to say this now, but I'll ask you a question. Who's the pair, right? It says like this. There's a Medrash that says that when Hashem created the world, that said Sunday and Monday were a pair, right? Tuesday and Wednesday were a pair. Thursday and Friday were a pair. So who's left? So Shabbos et Hashem, hello, like, Sunday has a pair, I don't... Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, everyone has a pair. What am I supposed to do? So you know what Hashem said? You know who your pair is? You know who your Zivug is? Klal Yisrael. That's your Zivug. That every other day has a Zivug, yours is Klal Yisrael. So you see, on Shabbos itself, we're also, during the week, imagine being without your wife for a week. It's so hard. Right? But when you come to Shabbos, you're back. And that's every Shabbos, we have that Yichud that comes together. That wedding. Imagine every week a husband goes away for 6 days. But when the husband gets back, it's so exciting, right? It's such a beautiful, like, unity that they have. And that's every Shabbos that comes together. That's why you feel so good. You feel, when you come into Shabbos, we come into the Minyan, you feel like, oh, this is where I belong. You feel comfortable there. Because why? You're back with your pair. You're paired up with who you belong to. Right? Amazing, no? Okay, right there. Okay. So like this. Bine. Maran, Mislanim, Zchus again, Leo. Mivar, B'mamer Chazal. So from the older Slanimer, the Slanimer, it's like this. Hare at Mikdash Asli. So it's Gemara and Kedushin Mem Tes on base. Yeah, see where it says, if you say to someone, right, if you go to a woman in Mekadesh, you're saying this. Hare at Mikdash Asli Amanashe Ani Tzadik Gamor. Right. Let's say it's like this. Right? Let's say you're being Mekadesh someone. Say I am betrothing myself to you. Right. I'm being Mekadesh you on condition that I'm a Tzadik Gamor. And he said like this, Afilhu Russia Gomer. Right? Even if you are a complete Russia, like a non-religious Jew, right? Yeah? Mikudeshes. It works though. Now again, look at this, yeah? Imagine if I came over to you and said, Hare HaMikdash Li Amenas Shenitzad Gamor. But right now, I'm not even sure I'm on Shabbos. It says you're Mekadeshas. How? You're not a tzaddik. Right? Because the Gemara says, why? Shema hear her tshuva bedaito. Maybe he really had tshuva in his mind when he was doing that, and he came from a place of emes. Even though he's not a tzaddik right now. He's maybe even the furthest thing from a tzaddik. But because it's potential that he had a hear her tshuva, boom, it works. How could it possibly be that with just a thought, right, here's a thought of tshuva itself, that works to become a tzaddik gamur? He went to the mikveh today?
No.
Baruch Hashem. Right? It says in the Zohar Kaddish, yeah? Chachma mocha bina liba. So it's like this, that chachma is connected to the moach, the brain, and bina, right, is connected to the lev. Okay? Sheyesh tshuva sheb moach mikach chachma mocha, haynu shemevin amnam besichlo ki alav asos tshuva. Ach ein lo es regesh lev lezeh. So there's a certain type of tshuva that you have just in your mind, that you think to do tshuva. That's connected to chachma. Okay? Sheyesh tshuva mi bina. And there's a tshuva that comes from the world of bina. Liba, shadavka regesh alev hu amor l'tshuva. That you know you feel, you know, when you're at a gishmak tish, right? You're at a gishmak kabbal shavuz bini. You feel like you want to do tshuva. You feel like you want to be part of this. Or at shal shivs, you're on fire, right? Aval emes shetshuva samoach bavad o tshuva halev bavad chaserim ki kol echad shlemus. But if you only do tshuva with your mind without doing it lemaisa, and if you only do tshuva with maisim, but you don't think about it, they're both lacking. V'ra kishayu yachta bisachtus chachma mocha and bina liba as he shlemus hatshuva. But when you do it with both your thoughts and your actions, that's the shleimus of tshuva, right? So now there's a remez like this. I thought of this one time. I was learning the Kutmar this year, right? There's a concept, like I saw this in Tanya, speaks about the idea of going from koach to poach, right? Koach means, like, for example, like chachma. Chachma has the osios koach ma. So koach is when you think of something in your mind. Let's say you wanna build a bridge, right? So when you think to build a bridge, that's koach. You're thinking about it. But poel is that you go to build it. Okay? So tachlis is to get from koach to poel. That not just to think about doing tshuva, but that I should do tshuva. So now if you take a guess, what's the gematria koach?
28.
Very good, 28. And what's the gematria poel?
I don't know how to spell it.
Poel is 186. So now you have to connect poel and koach. So what's the difference between poel and koach? What's the difference?
How much is Paul? 186?
180, sorry. 180, 180.
180,
so minus 28, 182. 152.
152.
152. So 152 is Gematria Mikvah with the Kola. Mikvah. So the Indian is that one of the things that helps us to get to going from Kola to Paul is through toiling in a Mikvah. Right? Why? Right, because I thought about this yesterday. So the Indian is that basically part of Hashem, you right. Let's say I want to pour water into a glass for you. Yeah, you have a cup of water. So, what do you need in order to receive the water?
Cup.
You need a cup. Now imagine if your cup is full to the top. Can I pour anything in there? No. Right, it's going to overflow. But if you empty out your cup and make it an empty cup, then what? Then I can pour all the brachos. So I think that's one of the kavanas to go to the mikvah. Now why? Because the Kedushas Levi says that bittel is the same osius as the same letters as tevila. Right? Tevila means to dip in the mikvah, and bittel means that I make myself a nothing. Right? I'm a vata myself. Yeah? So he says that's one of the schools to go to the mikvah, is that you make yourself into a kli. You're mevata yourself to Hashem. So what's now for the rest of the day? Hashem just fills you up with all the brachas. Right? So that's one of the nekudas that go to the mikvah, is that everything that happens is just siyata d'shmaya, min shmaya. Everything we have is just brachos from Hashem. Whatever Hashem gives, only because Hashem gives us matana. Right? That's why we say about Shabbos, what Shabbos is called? Matana tova beis ganazai. Right? It's called a special gift in my treasure house. But you're only zochet to the matana if you make yourself a kli, if you makabel the gift. Right? So that's the idea of going to the mikvah also, is that you could say it helps you to go from koach to poach. Yeah, but it's the school of mikvah. Why? Because now I can be a clean to be mekabel the oros from Hashem, the brachos of Hashem, to go into Paul, to bring what I want to do out. And that's why the one of the nyanim, right? That if you look in halacha, that why do we go to the mikvah erev Yom Kippur bedafka? It's an inyan of tshuva. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, I'm almost positive he says that one of the reasons we go to the mikvah on erev Yom Kippur is because of an inyan of tshuva. So the mikvah itself is an inyan that's more you and tshuva, right? That's why where do most so many Jews? If you look during the week, the mikvah is not always so packed, but erev Shabbos, bang, the mikvah is packed, right? Because everyone has that feeling that oh, I have to do tshuva before going into Shabbos, right? So yes, Rak, so only when they're together, that only when Hav and Yir are together, right, and the Moach and Lev are together, that's the Shlemus of it. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So now I go like this. Vakein Daiku Chazav L'shonim Shemehir Tshuva B'daito. So he connects it there, he speaks about this. You have Chachma and Bina, and then you have Das, right? But to bring Chachma and Bina together, you need Das. So that's why the Gemara Dafka says Tshuva B'daito. Lo amru b'mocho o b'libo, ki rak kasher tshuva hi b'midas hadas, yochel b'emes l'zabich, in rosh ha-gamah l'tzad ha-gamah. Neisha azi yish tlemes b'tshuva. But now that you brought your tshuva, that into das, that you thought about it, you connected the chachma and the bina, right, the lev and the moach, now you can really bring your tshuva out. Right? U'b'china zu ika b'shabbos kodesh. And this place, this level, this area comes out in Shabbos. Sheke amor lemala in yanei kfula niyesh ba shleimus amidos. Hashem b'zeh nechwa gam shleimus amoach v'alev. Like we said before, Shabbos is everything about Shabbos is doubled, right? The kolashan akasa, the pasuk says ladas ki ani Hashem mikadeshchem. When it's talking about Shabbos, it says what? It says the words ladas, to know, right? Hainu she Shabbos kodesh he midas hadas hakoleles chachma mocho bina liba. Now what's Shabbos? Shabbos is the day that connects Chachma, which we said is Koach, and Bina, which he says the Lev is the Poa. And the Shabbos brings that out, that it connects, that you can do what you want to do. You could get Shlemus, that you have a double. Right? Everything's connected. Yeah? Akein, b'Shabbos Kodesh niftachim kol sharei tshuva, ki hazman misugol l'tshuva shlema, because schools are shlema shaltei b'kodesh. So you know what's open on Shabbos? You know what gates are open on Shabbos? The Shari Tshuva. Uh-huh. The Sharim of Tshuva. The gates of Tshuva are open on Shabbos. Why? Right, why are they open?
Because all of your sins are forgiven on Shabbos.
Beautiful, because all your sins. Why? Because there's a Shlemus to everything. Everything comes together. Right? And we know we say, Ein Kli Machzik Bracha Ela Shalom. The greatest way to bring Bracha into your life is Shalom. So Shalom is when two opposite things come together. Right? Amos? So that's the Nekud of Shabbos. That's why Shabbos, which we're going to get to right now, right? We're going to quote the Chidah. So the Chidah says like this. That it says, V'shavta ad Hashem lokecha. Right? So what do you see in the words, V'shavta ad Hashem lokecha means return, do tshuva to Hashem. What do these words say, V'shavta? What does that look like?
Shabbos.
Oh! It says, V'shavta osir Shabbos. That the word tshuva is the same as the word Shabbos. Shabbos has the word tashav in it. Right? Shekasher Adam Chote Nimshach Alav Me'achet Tumah Chitzonis Begufa V'Tumah Pinimis B'Nishmaso. When Chasvam a Jew does a sin, you bring Tumah upon yourself. V'Atara Pinimis Tahasir Kesem Neneshama Hirak Aide Nitzos Or Shchina Hameir B'Nishmaso. Right, the way that you remove that sin is what from the spark of the Shchina within you. V'Hu Aide Koach Shabbos. And this way that erases sins comes from Shabbos. That not just is it that you physically do tshuva, but the shleimus of tshuva for your neshama also comes out on Shabbos. Al kein b'chol yomos ha'shvua afili yachzor b'tshuva eino moel ki im l'sakin es chitzonis b'gam. So therefore, if you do tshuva during the week, it only fixes the outside, the chitzonis. Ki ayde tshuva nitar b'chitzonis greida. Ach, but b'Shabbos kodesh kasher nitzotz or Hashchina Meir b'Nishmaso, Kmo Shkosav Hashabbos Noam Anishamos, Harizeh Metar Gamas Anisham Mikoch Hatshuva Hashabbos Ke'echad. So Shabbos comes, and you know what it's Metar? Your Neshama. It cleans you up completely. Because Shabbos, like the Zohar says, Shabbos is called Yom HaDishmasa. It's a day that focuses on Neshama. That your Neshama is cleaned on Shabbos. Nimsa B'Shabbos Kodesh Hu Shleimus Hatshuva. Shabbos is the day that's what? the fulfillment and the highest level of tshuva is on Shabbos. Amazing. Right? Hein tshuva chitzonius vein tshuva pnimius. Tshuva tatav, tshuva ilah. Meaning there's two levels of tshuva, right? There's tshuva tatav, which means a lower tshuva, and there's tshuva ilah, which is like a higher level tshuva. So you know what Shabbos does? Shabbos comes and takes the lower and the higher and brings them both up. And it taps into both of them. Right? So Shabbos that day, it's the highest level of tshuva. Right? V'zeh peres divrei ha-medrash. Shabbos kodesh konya kfulin. This is what it means when it says that everything with Shabbos is doubled. Sheyesh v'shabbos kodesh malas ha-shlemas. Right? That Shabbos has that day of fulfillment, of completion. The rock. Ba. Mesul ish yudi la'agia l'shlemas ha-royu shel tshuva. And only on Shabbos can a Jew come to the highest level of tshuva. V'asher hi be'etzem ikara shel tshuva. Right, it's the main point of tshuva. Kmo shanu mevakshim, v'achzirin b'shuva shleim l'fanecha. Right, every day we say, what do we say? Hashivin avinu sarasecha, v'karvin makin avodasecha, v'achazirin b'shuva shleim l'fanecha. Right, we ask every day, Hashem, please bring us to tshuva. So when do we get there? On Shabbos. Shabbos is what brings us to the place of tshuva. It brings us to the place of completion. Of shlemus of everything. That's why Shabbos is me'in olam haba, because it's that feeling that, wow, it's perfect. Right? Yom shekula Shabbos, Yom shekula tov. That's the Indian that we have here now. So now we're getting to these days of El, right? We're getting to the days soon, right? Where Zamanish, you can already smell Rosh Hashanah. You can, like, smell it a little bit, no? Smell Yom Kippur. You can smell Sukkot even, you know? So we're getting to those days, but it requires us to do something on it requires us to step up also, and to start with doing tshuva. So what's the best way, what's the best Pesach to start doing tshuva now? Is what? To increase how we keep Shabbos. To make ourselves on fire when it comes to Shabbos Kodesh. That Shabbos shouldn't just be Shabbos, it should be Shabbos Kodesh. Right? That's why you see that one of the highest points of Yom Kippur is what? Is when we, at the end of Yom Kippur, when we scream out, Shema Yisrael. Right? We scream out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Right? Which we're declaring that Hashem is the one. Right? Which is Ma Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Meimach. That we're giving it all to Hashem. That's like, what do we say every Lel Shabbos in Kiddush on Shabbos? It's like this, right? We say, let me just find Kiddush for you. We say like this, yeah? We say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Ratzvanu, V'Shabbos Kodesho. Yeah? So if you take the gematria of V'Shabbos Kodesho, right? V'Shabbos is 708, Kodesho is 416, What's 708 and 416, Rebbe? New. Add it up. 708.
I got it.
416 is how much?
It's
1,124. 1,124? So, Shabbos Kodesho, right? This Shabbos Kodesho is gematria. Shabbos Kodesho, yeah? Is gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which means that what that the Indian of Shabbos Kodesh is that Indian of being mekabel ol malchus shemayim on yourself, which is the Iker Tshuva. The Iker Tshuva is that what I say, I'm vata everything to Hashem, that Hashem is one. I declare Hashem is one. Right? If we declared that, if we knew that with clarity, then I would say that all the time, and I don't have to do tshuva ever. But sometimes we forget that. But when you come to Shabbos Kodesh, if it's just Shabbos, then you don't have it. When it's the Shabbos Kodesho, right? When Shabbos is mamish helik, when it's geshmak, then what? Then what do you have? Then you have what? Well, sorry, it's not. It's gematria 1,118. The Shabbos Kodesho, because it's 708 and 410. Yeah, good. So it's exactly gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So when we're zochet to be mekabel Shabbos Kodesh, it's also us being zochet to be mekabel upon ourselves Ol Malchus Shemayim, which is the Iker Tshuva. So we should be zochet through these days now to step up, to keep learning about Shabbos Kodesh, to increase how we keep Shabbos, and be zochet to that day of Yom Shekula Shabbos, Siyat Deshmaya, Rabbeinu David.